everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for October 26, 2022, episode 24. Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, this is stupid.
What?
We know how we're doing. We just had dinner together. Cheers me, baby. Oh. Cheers me. Just cheers me.
There you go. What you drinking?
Oh, I am. Hold on. Let me taste it. Oh. You always ask. Let me taste it first.
Okay.
Hold on.
Mm. Let me take a sip too. Hold on. Bubbles.
Yes, you have the bubbles.
I have the
indeed,
bubbles.
Indeed, which we'll discuss in a moment.
Yes.
I am drinking a glass of Argile.
Pronounced Argyle.
Yes, this is Argile from the Willamette Valley
in Oregon.
2020.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a Pinot Noir.
Argile.
Argile.
Yes. And the reason why is because every single good bottle of wine has been labeled with a sticker which basically says, back off, Curry.
Don't drink it.
Don't drink you this were
eyeing,
at all.
You were eyeing all the good wine. And I said, stop. You drank all the vaudeville wine. You drank the wine from the weekend.
And then you said you need to go to AA. This was...
Well, when you went to the grocery store yesterday, I said, pick yourself up a janky bottle of wine for the show.
And I did. Argile.
Argile. How is it?
It's good. It's like, you know, we have a few house wines. One would be Erath. The other would be Argile. Sometimes Meomet. You know, so these are the relatively inexpensive bottles of wine.
Yes.
I'm good. You know, and you're drinking the
Topo Chico. Straight from Mexico.
Day 52.
Yes.
Day 52 yes. of the...
No, day 53. Hello.
53 of the
yes.
75 hard. And I'd like to stop the show for a moment.
Okay.
And I want everybody to know that since the last time we spoke,
yes.
2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
actually a little less, it was 13 days ago.
Oh, yes.
This girl is cut.
Oh.
You look phenomenal. And I'm talking about... Your clothes are baggy. No, but seriously.
I've definitely shrunk. That's for sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Is it a size?
Maybe
more?
Let's just say my clothes are a lot looser, for one.
Yeah.
I was almost growing out of them. So
yeah.
Now they're a lot looser.
You're growing out of them? Just to set this.
That's
your phone. Move it somewhere
it
else.
Is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even going off.
Yeah, but it's Apple.
Oh.
Oh. They're spying on us.
No, my clothes were getting tight. There were things that I could not get into, and now I can easily get into.
I want to say, just to reiterate, you don't have a scale. You don't stand,
we don't
own a scale. You don't want to stand on one.
Nope.
You determine how healthy you are by the rule of Levi's.
Right, exactly. How my clothes fit. Yes. I did take all my measurements and I've
lost. Do you want to delve into that? You know, just.
We don't have to. We can talk about it later.
No. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant.
Oh.
I meant the psychology of not having a scale and.
Oh, it's just a lot of people don't.
Really?
Because you cannot accurately weigh muscle and fat unless you get one of those special scales that does that.
Oh, the body mass index type thing. Yeah.
You could easily do this program and put on massive amounts of muscle, which is hard for women, and weigh the same or weigh more.
Right. But it's
and so, that psychologically, that affects
understood.
Me.
Mm-hmm. But so if you were putting on muscle for some reason instead of fat and you're replacing it and you still had the same size, you'd be depressed.
Probably, yes. Yeah. If I saw no progress, and
depressed is a big word. I'm
yeah.
Sorry,
no, I would
like
be
that.
Disappointed. I'm yeah. working my ass off.
Literally.
I mean,
but the cool thing is your ass is like going pop. that thing going pop. I seen it.
You're so funny.
Now, there's a couple other things we have to talk about. Besides that. Oh, yeah. I have a list, girl.
Oh, we were talking.
Where's your list? Where did you have? Show me your list.
You said.
Schindler's List. It's almost like Schindler's List
now.
Wait a
minute.
It's so traumatizing.
You said at dinner, you're like, listen, I produced the show. You're bringing the list. And I said, oh.
No.
No?
No, I said, I have a list. I said, but. I know how long your list is. And if we have lists of equal length, it'll be 2.5-3 hour show. And then I said, baby, I'm the pod father. I know what I'm doing. I'm doing a pod. I know how to prep for a podcast. I'm good to go.
He said, I do all the back office. I'm the administrator.
This
and I said,
also true.
I'm the marketer. I'm the PR person. I'm the graphic designer.
Or would you like a split of the value for value boost?
Yeah. Okay. So what were you going to say on your
list? Now back to you. Okay. Now back to Tina, everybody.
Enough about you. Enough what about me?
Okay. So we've just had a dynamite couple of weeks eating, you know, the carnivore diet, having all different kinds of
deliciousness,
delicious meals, and the breakfast. You know, it's like a dream come true. It's like I should be wearing, a lumberjack shirt all day long. I mean, the only thing that's missing from time to time is a big pile of flapjacks. Everything else, the bacon, the sausage. We had the holy cow beef sausages the other morning.
Beef patty sausages. Highly recommended. Goodness. Holy cow, they're up in Lubbock, Texas. Amazing.
We'll get into that. I just want to, and there's one more thing, and this is the astounding thing. So, Tina, I don't know if this is part of the 75 hard system, but you have an app and you see how many calories and all these, you know, you have these numbers. It's mm-hmm. a numbers game. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, I would hear, it was up until maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, like, oh man, I still haven't gotten all my calories in. What am I going to eat? And this is nothing.
No, it wasn't calories. It was protein.
Protein.
I wasn't getting my protein.
Yeah. 1,200, 1,300, 1,300 grams of protein. What is it? Micro kilos? How many keys?
130 grams, not 1,300. Oh, I'd be eating 13 pounds of beef a day.
I guess I got the message wrong. I'm sorry.
That goes to show, like, your mind doesn't even think that way. Or
right.
My
no, of
mind
course
thinks
not.
That way.
So what happens is that, and it was a process, but it was over the course of maybe a couple of, maybe a week in total, with a couple of false starts before that. Yeah. Tina has overcome.
Well.
The pregnant pause is intentional. Listen to the master. I want people to have to look at their phone and go, shit, did it stop?
Oh, okay.
Then I have their attention.
All right, I'll zip it.
Tina is an ovumphobe no more.
That is not entirely true.
So she is now eating hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
It started with the yolks. And
yes.
Then you looked it up. The yolk is like one micro nugget of gram of protein. It's nothing. Yeah, duh. It's like a little ball of dust.
Yes, embryo.
Exactly, dusty embryo. And you know, I taught you how to boil eggs, which is kind of funny. You didn't know how to boil eggs. Like, water,
I'm like, 6 minutes.
Fire.
You're like, no, 10 minutes, baby.
No, eight. Eight is, and it's because of our elevation. We're at 1,700 feet, so you need to do it like a minute and a half longer than for a hard boiled egg.
Go figure.
Yeah, who knew? Right?
I didn't.
I did, because I have many talents.
I know. You're so talented.
And then it went, and then I said, well, why don't you try it with some sriracha Tabasco.
Mm-hmm.
And that got better. And I think you were starting to choke down the egg whites. And then you put some bacon on top. And now you've been eating them like 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
And enjoying it.
Yes. So I take the boiled egg and I cut it.
There is hope.
I slice it in fours so that there's a little bit of yolk in every piece. And then I douse it in salt, sriracha, and top it with a piece of bacon. And I have my protein. It's actually enjoyable. But I can't do the egg stuff, like the little egg muffins that I made, the Western omelet egg muffins.
Those were good.
You're like, taste them. They don't even taste like egg. And I taste them like, it tastes like egg. It's like, no, that was, no, I did not like that.
Like a six-year-old.
I didn't like that. I think it's the sriracha and the bacon that hides the egg taste.
You're totally hiding the egg taste. But, you know, I like it with salt. Otherwise, I forget the hard-boiled egg. But congratulations.
But that's huge for me. Yeah.
Now, I wanted to tell you something about this.
Yes.
Do you remember the first time you stayed over at my place?
Yeah, the night you got me really sauced. Yeah.
Did you stay over that night or did you go home that night?
No, I stayed over.
Just checking.
You just said you remember the night you stayed over at my place.
The reason why is my mind was the next morning. And the reason, now I'd learned enough about you before I got you sauced up, as you said.
It was our third date.
That's when the magic happens. That was in the player handbook. It said, third date, this you better be putting out. But I skipped the paragraph that says, if you encounter Spanx, warning, back off, which you didn't have.
False advertising.
But that, I've had that happen.
Yes, I'm familiar with that
okay.
story.
Okay. Back to you again.
Okay.
So I'd learned, I don't know if it was that evening, but I'd learned that eggs were not your thing. And I was a little sad about it because the next morning I wanted to play what I find to be a romantic song for you.
Oh.
This is what I was going to play on the Sonos the next morning, really? But I knew I shouldn't.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
You know this song?
No, I do not know this song.
I'm satisfied.
As long as I get my kiss. You like it?
Yes, it's lovely.
Your toast in the morning.
Anyway, so I realized I couldn't do that because you didn't like eggs.
Oh, when did you pull this memory up?
Oddly enough, we were singing a song at dinner. I can't tell you why I connected that, but we were singing this at dinner. Was this? Oh, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. And for some reason, as we were trying, because we couldn't figure out if it was, you don't have to be a star to be in my show.
You said movie. You don't have to be a star to be in my show.
First I said show.
And then you go, is it movie? I'm like, no, it's show. And so.
Marilyn McCoo.
It's a long time to get to the chorus.
It does take a long time. Anyway. So that came up and I was like, oh, and I went back here and then, you know, you were getting dinner ready. I was going to edit it all and everything, but I didn't want you to hear it. So I just played it straight off Spotify.
Oh,
yeah.
The producer that you are. Amazing.
Just want you to know how romantic I am, really.
You are. You are very romantic. And I so appreciate all your support. I know that it's been difficult for you.
No. This is... No.
The wine, the drinking at the show.
That has sucked balls. But that doesn't make my life difficult in general. I mean, I do
has
have to...
Has it really been that bad?
What?
Not drinking on the show. There's only one more after this.
No. The show is just as good.
Oh, okay.
I don't like drinking without you.
Oh, I know.
It really isn't. It's not fun.
I know.
You know, and argile is just not
argile.
It's not good unless you have it together, you know, argile together in the sleigh, in the snow.
Well, let's go right into the weekend. We're talking about wine. So we had friends,
Chris and Vic
come. They drove down from Dallas and they stayed with us for two nights. And this was really the first time I met Chris at her daughter's wedding back in January, but didn't really know her. And I absolutely adore her. I just adore her. She's so easy to be around. She's funny. I can talk to her about anything. And Vic is just, he's just an amazing man too. And just, he's so full of grace and kindness. And
Vic is one of my oldest and dearest friends. 35 years, I think we've known each other.
Really?
Yeah. Since before Christina was born, yeah.
So they 34. Walk in with all this wine.
Holy crap.
All these gifts for us.
Like, gifts, indeed.
But all this wine, like this incredible wine. And so all three of them, how many bottles of wine did you go through? Six?
No. We drank.
Not that night. I'm talking about the whole weekend. Four or five?
Well, three the first night.
Yeah.
It was the three. Was it three or four? I think it was three. Three the first night. And then definitely two. So it wasn't all that bad. I mean, I had to work Sunday, so we didn't drink a lot Saturday.
But it was so difficult watching you guys drink this fantastic wine. And Vic brought two bottles for me for day 76.
Yeah, so, which are really nice.
Yes.
You know, the worst part was we went to this nice restaurant in town called
Sage.
And it was a Saturday night, so and it was also
and it was the food
and
wine
mm-hmm. festival in Fredericksburg.
Yep.
And so it was very hard to find a parking spot. You were driving, and so you're driving around, and we're at the table, and I'm going to go outside and find her. And then you walk up. You're obviously frustrated. And you're like, and now I can't even drink to calm myself down. I'm like,
I was so flustered.
Would you like a gummy?
I was so flustered. I know. But it was, I mean, we had such a really, really nice time, but it was really hard. I drank so much damn water all weekend. I am over this.
But I have to say, dynamite, I think you should, after 75 hard, I see no, I mean, except for the maybe you want to do less workout, I think the walking is.
Yeah, I really enjoy
In the walking. Just do all of the same plus alcohol.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
and plus a little bit of a sweet from time to time. But that's up to you. I can't.
Yeah, I can't do alcohol and sweets at the same.
It's not on the same day.
No. But I, before they arrived though, I had a little bit of a breakdown. Remember when I had so much to do? Remember?
Yes.
So. When I was like, this is where my brain works. Like I'm thinking about this and this and this. And so it was a challenge for me because I wanted everything to be perfect, but yet I had to get all my 75 hard tasks done. So
yes.
You don't remember that?
Yes, I do. I remember.
My OCD.
Yes. I remember you explaining it very clearly to me.
Yes. I'm like, you can't get in my head, but this is what's going on in my head.
Yes. But didn't we talk it out?
Yeah, we did.
It was much better then?
Yeah. We did. But what was interesting for me especially with 75 hard, I'm in such a groove that I'm just getting stuff done. And so it's like Groundhog Day to me every day. And this was a challenge for me because I wanted to be present to our guests and I wanted, and I wanted to make sure everything was great. But yet I had all that to do on top of the
tasks. I remember at a certain point you were like, I don't know about the quiche. And I'm like, all right, stop.
Oh,
stop.
I wanted to make a quiche.
I said, stop. We'll have cornflakes, whatever it is. Because you were just being mega Susie Homemaker.
Yeah, I was being the hostess with the mostest. Of course,
you are the hostess with the mostest. And it shows.
Yeah.
But, you were just going. I mean, it's just Vic, baby.
I know, but still, But my favorite part, when they arrived, we had a charcuterie board. And then Adam put on these amazing tomahawk steaks
from
KNC, and then I had roasted potatoes. But then
while they were here, then Weldon and Ann from Holy Cow Beef show up.
Yes.
And they're like, "Hey, we're on our way to Austin. Just want to drop off a half a cow."
They dropped off a bountiful of beef with us. We've eaten three. We ate the hamburger patties, the sausage patties, and I made the chuck roast tonight.
And
delicious.
And I forgot to mention that before that, we had the Meat Mafia boys here.
Yes, but hold on.
We've been so active.
I know. Who are we?
I mean, for someone who said, we never do anything just a week ago ago.
I know. Well, it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I set the table. We sit down. We're eating. Oh, we're enjoying. Drinking.
You wrote this down.
And I get up to clean up the table.
Oh, here we go.
And Chris goes, let me help you. And I was like, absolutely not. She's like, I feel bad. I want to help you. And I said, no, you're a guest. Absolutely not. Sit down. Adam's sitting there drinking his wine, yucking it up with Vic. And I turned to him and I go, Adam, can you come and help drive the dishes? He goes, baby, I'm entertaining our guests. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember the look I gave you? Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I know. But I'd like to understand what my role is. I couldn't just leave the guests at the table while we both went and did. Look at that face.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. I was just wrapped up in the conversation. I didn't hear you and Chris talk about it.
I'm entertaining our guests. I was like, that's okay. I'll do the dishes and clean up while you sit there and enjoy your wine. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You didn't think that you thought that was okay? I mean, you were like,
I was engaged with Chris. I thought Vic and Chris, I was talking with the table and I didn't notice it.
Oh, okay.
It's obviously not okay. I feel very spanked and I'm a very, very bad boy.
No, you got up and you helped me. It was fine.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that I feel like I shouldn't have to do all the cleanup. That's how I felt. That if we did it together, it got done quicker.
Do you feel like I don't do enough?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just
asking.
No, I'm not saying that.
Do you have on your list? I'm sorry. Do you have on your list the other day when you were so stressed because you had to go to the doctor and all these different things and a really tight morning? And then you came back and let me see. Your hard-boiled eggs were ready and peeled. Bacon was done. Everything was set. Bed was made. Dishwasher cleaned out. Did you have that on your list?
No.
You might want to add that.
Okay, fine.
And what did you say?
I don't remember.
Who are you? Where's the guy who doesn't help?
I guess I wish the way that I look at it is that I did a lot to prepare for our guests, including doing all the shopping.
I know.
And preparing the meal and cooking the potatoes and setting the table and
it was very insensitive of me. You're slapping me publicly now. Now you have me on the ground. Wait, do you have a high heel you can puncture my cheek with? Maybe.
No, I just want you didn't understand. It seems like you didn't understand why I wanted
did.
Your help.
I did, but you didn't understand that I didn't even notice what was going on. I was talking to Chris and Vic. You were already annoyed before you asked me. Right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you were.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. What do you want? What would you like me to say?
Nothing. I just wanted to point that out, that I just felt like I had done a lot.
Yes.
And I was still doing a lot. And you were just sitting there having a good time. And I needed your help. That's all.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's nice to have honest conversations. My sister was concerned. At our last show, she thought that we were going at it with each other. And I said, no, it's all a part of having honest conversations. So
I need to have some honest things on my list in the future. Okay.
You are incredibly thoughtful and you help me out so much. Yeah. And I think it's reciprocal. I mean, I do the same for you too. I mean, that's what makes us work. Mm-hmm. And I think it's good to bring these things up so that we're aware.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I can't wait to reciprocate. Absolutely. No, I take that on fully.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're a team, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that includes drying.
Yes.
Yes.
Drying the dishes.
Yes, drying the dishes.
Exactly.
Yes. Did you enjoy the beef I cooked?
Yes, the beef was amazing.
That I tended to for an hour and a half?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Oh. Wait. I see what you're doing.
Just asking.
You put it on the grill and Vic went and looked at it like, wow, look at that. Look at my beef.
There's quite an art to this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm very sorry, Darla. I do try to keep the guests entertained continuously, but I understand. Of course I understand.
Okay.
What's next?
Oh, you looked very cute today for your flying lesson.
Oh, now you're going to tell me about who I'm flying with?
No.
I left, and the first thing you said when I left was, oh, you look very cute for Amy Lynn.
Well, you did look cute today. I just tease you more than anything about that. That's what I do. Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah. So tell us about your flying lesson.
Do you know the smell of a new car?
I do.
Imagine a new airplane smell. Mm-hmm. This had only flown 18 hours, this one I flew in today.
18 hours. Wow.
Yeah. So it was brand new. Uh-huh. 2022 airplane. And because it was new, we couldn't do touch and go training. So we went to Uvalde. Mm-hmm. And so I got to do the whole takeoff, the navigation, the flight and programming the autopilot. Man, if you could drive this on the road, it would be a flying car. I mean, it's literally that, in my mind, that simple. You push the thing forward, 71 miles an hour, you go up. It automatically goes up to the right flight level, levels off. It calculates when it's supposed to start descending. And meanwhile, you're just kind of looking at the screen, looking at the weather, looking at other planes.
So it's all autopilot. It's all programmed.
Well, you can do it all by hand if you want. But yeah, it's incredibly sophisticated. It's mind-blowing how safe it's become because it's taken all of this work. Remember, when I started flying, we barely had GPS. Mm-hmm. When I started flying, we didn't even have, when did the iPhone come out?
Oh gosh, I don't know. No idea.
I think it was before the iPhone. We didn't have any of that. So we had maps. Mm-hmm. We took maps.
In the plane?
Yes. And you had to learn how to unfold and fold a map, a sectional map, so that you wouldn't get confused while flying.
So it's a special aviation map?
It's just like a road map, but yeah, it's an aviation map. It has the airways. It has all the information. You have to sometimes look really close.
You're like, if I want to go here, pull out the map.
No, you have it on your lap. Seriously.
Oh, goodness.
You had that on your lap and you had a pad with a pencil.
How did you know where the other planes were?
Well, by looking out the window. Seriously.
Because now it's all on your screen, right?
Or by seriously communicating or continuously communicating. And air traffic control will do that. Say, hey, you got someone at your 1 o'clock. He's at this altitude. Or, of course, worse, he's at the same altitude. He's coming your way or whatever. And then, you know, someone has to kind of move out of the way.
Mm.
And so the way you know this is if you're in the air and you see a plane and you're staying the same distance, so it looks like they're not moving, then one of you has got to turn.
Oh.
or it's going to be very noisy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I learned. And with these round gauges with wing dials and
so when are you
steam
taking me
coming
up?
Out of them.
When are we going?
You didn't want to go in this kind of plane. You said you don't like getting in over the wing.
Oh, is it over? You got to get in over the wing?
Well, that's where the door is.
Oh.
Yes, it's just one
sounds,
step.
Sounds luxurious. Sounds like Snoopy plane. Is that what it is?
No! Oh. The one I flew into.
Is there a closed cockpit?
Yes, it's okay. A closed cockpit. It has air conditioning. It has Bluetooth. You can listen to your music. You can text Brian in the back if you want. Like, well, this is no fun. There's not even a lavatory.
Oh, there's no bathroom?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. Is there a place to put your luggage?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It does have a luggage right. compartment right. with a keyless entry system.
Okay. Beep, can't beep. Wait to see this.
Yeah. Anyway.
I will try it for sure.
I love it. I really enjoy it. And just the fact that I know it takes 3.5 hours to get to Uvalde from here by car, and it took me 20 minutes.
Mm.
Now you're talking.
Wow.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So maybe when we go up to see Vic and Chris, it's like 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can meet Amy Lynn. She'll go. She'll go, and then fly us
yeah,
up.
Yeah, see
and
who you're hanging out with. Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine.
I could be her dad.
Oh,
seriously.
I know. I'm kidding.
And then some. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my flying.
I know.
Experience.
I'm excited for you. I think that's really cool. I know you've been wanting to do this for a long time, so it's
yeah.
really cool.
Well, especially the navigation part, get the instrument rating, and then I can do whatever I want. Mm-hmm. So I've got a couple hours in and a couple more to go.
Very
keep
good.
Going. 15 in total.
Very good. So, yeah, so while our guests were here, we had another little mishap with Phoebe.
And I'm not quite sure exactly what happened.
Well, what Chris said is that she, after she came back from the bathroom and she went to pet her, Phoebe snapped at her. That's what she said. And it frightened her a little. She wasn't freaked out. Chris wasn't freaked out about
but did,
it. But
did she pet her or?
She probably went to try and pet her. Yeah. So
my feeling, and we were out on the porch, Phoebe's inside. My feeling is that she's very happy with everyone here, but you know, to an extent, it's like don't get in
my space.
Don't get too familiar.
But she
here.
Let Vic get close. She like
yeah,
she liked Vic.
But he took quite a while getting to used to, you know, he was going down to her level. He was letting her sniff for quite a while before mm-hmm. you know, like the next morning they were really tight. But mm-hmm. so, yeah, she's very cautious of other people.
Yeah. So we before they arrived, she was gnawing on her paws. So much.
Goodness.
Like it, they were just inflamed. And so I called the vet.
Wait, there it is again. That's
that can't be my phone. It's not.
Yeah, it is. Believe me.
So I called the vet. I'm like, you know, do you have the shot? My friend Brandy had told me to look into the shot. And I left a message. Hey, it's Tina Curry. You know, a dog Phoebe's patient there. And she's gnawing on her paws. And wanted to know if we can get her the shot. And if it helps, do you carry it? I don't hear a thing. So then the next morning, she just kept, we even put her little booties on her to stop her from chewing her paws.
But it goes back a little further because we've given her a shot twice and it cleared it up immediately.
Yeah.
And
but it wasn't for that. It was for other skin issues that she had, the shot.
Well, it was
her ears.
I believe it was a steroid. And so we didn't want to this is why we didn't go to the vet immediately, is because we didn't want to give her another steroid injection because mm-hmm. that makes no sense. A steroid injection a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just that can't be good for her immune system or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the best part. You started calling. I think some of your friends also said, no, it's not good to have a steroid injection. And your
they said,
sister
give her Benadryl, so we gave her Benadryl and knocked her out.
No. You drugged the dog. You were like, no, give her two. I'm like, why don't you start with one? No, give her two. Well, the dog was completely in coma. You drugged the dog.
I did. You drugged her.
And then
it was
actually
like, kind of, and her tongue was sticking out. So I took a picture and sent it to somebody.
And then you're like, oh, it's good to know. I said, no, you can't be drugging the dog like that. That
was, when people come over to slip a few Benadryl.
No, very, very
she
bad.
She ate him like right out. Like I put him in her mouth. She ate him. The dog will eat anything.
Congratulations. You got a, you got a dog hooked on Benadryl with cheese. Nice.
So anyway, it wasn't getting any better. We tried putting the booties on her. She kept licking her paws through the booties. She kept them on, which is crazy.
She was able to walk in them, but if you weren't looking for 2 seconds, you're like,
yeah,
took it right off.
But so the next morning, I'm like, you're like, we'll call the vet. And I said, they haven't returned my call. And yeah. I went for my walk and I come back and there's a note. Took Phoebe to the vet. So here's Adam. Adam picks up the phone. They're like, oh, Adam Curry. Yeah, Adam, come on in. You get right into the vet.
So let's just rewind it 2 steps. So you were frustrated because they weren't calling you back. I'm going on my walk. You go on your walk. You come back and your teammate, you know, who does everything together with you, he has already taken care of you. He's already on his way to
my
the
partner.
Vet. Your partner. Okay, sometimes he doesn't want to dry, but your partner took care of that.
Oh, please.
How nice of him. What a nice man.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, and so I went up there and I said, look, when I had him on the phone, I said, what are we going to do? Oh, I should get a shot. I said, but you can't have a steroid shot. Well, why don't you come in? I go in right away. You know the big assistant, the really big dude?
Yeah.
He comes out and says, oh, give it to me. I said, should I come with her? No, it's better sometimes if the owner's not there.
Oh, I didn't
there.
Realize that.
And I'm like, okay. But they could go kill my dog. I don't know what this guy's going to do, but okay. And within 2 minutes, comes right back, and I say, so what is this, and is it okay for her to have a steroid? She says, not a steroid. It is
monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah. I'm like, holy crap. Really? She says, yeah. I said, well, if it's good enough for Joe Rogan, it's good enough for Phoebe. They're all cracking up. And what is it, 24 hours?
Yeah.
Immediate results.
Completely. Oh,
so good.
I just thought it was funny how I called. They never called me back. You called. And they're like, sure, come on in.
Now, that's not what they said. It was, I called at 9:01. So they were there. You called before the bell.
Yes.
Before the opening bell.
I left
bell.
A message on the previous day.
Yeah, but who listens to voicemail? Do you think they still listen? The company still listen? Clearly not.
Apparently
obviously.
Not. No. Yeah.
Clearly not.
So, yes. And so sure paused. They just was cured. Like almost immediately, like you said, yeah, ended up being really good.
Within 48 hours, almost completely gone. And you can see it, right? You can see how happy she looks. She bounces more and she was really, well, I'm sorry, you drugged her. That's right. Forgot about the Benadryl. Took her a few days to walk the Benadryl buzz off.
I've never seen her lay there with her tongue, her tongue out. Like what?
It just doesn't sound right.
I was a little concerned the first time. Then I'm like, oh, let's do it again. She survived.
It's like the opposite of horse dewormer for humans.
I wanted to do anything for her to not lick her paws.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was really sad. It was sad.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, that's the story of Phoebe. So she's still a little skittish around people, but other than that, she's
not too
she's
bad. I mean, no.
Oh, she has deer friends that come right up to our fence.
Well,
now.
These are the deer friends.
Yes.
These are the ones from down the road. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're so bold. They just come up to the fence. They stand there waiting for her.
I tried to give one a carrot today. Like I was handing it to its mouth and it wouldn't
spoiler,
take it.
Spoiler, deer don't eat carrots.
I know. And they don't eat bread either. I tried a piece of bread.
I thought they did.
I did too.
For sure deer
no,
ate.
No, she was like, nah, no
really?
Thanks.
She's spoiled.
But she was like, I could pet her. That's how close she was.
Did you know?
No, I didn't pet her.
Because you know they got COVID.
They got bugs?
They got COVID.
They got COVID? Oh,
they're basically flea bags.
Yeah.
They're like, they're rodents. But aren't they? Well, but these are kind of cute.
They all look the same.
With the big alien eyes.
And the big long eyelashes. They all look the same.
The
though.
Big eyelashes. The does are, they got something going.
They look the same. But this is the first time they've come close to our fence and just hung out. At the fence.
Well, it's these two. I know it's that one and her baby. They both come out and then Phoebe's looking. They're looking at Phoebe. Phoebe comes out. She jumps around, barks once or twice. They run away, come back.
Yeah.
They're not afraid. They like it. They're playing.
Yeah.
It's so fun to be in the Magic Kingdom, isn't it?
It is.
Who else lives here?
I know. I know. It's like Star Hollow.
Did we talk about my flagpole being up last time?
No.
Dude, we got so much
to talk
about.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it because I ruined your moment, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That was the title of the show. No, I ruined your moment.
Oh, that's right. You ruined my moment.
See, there you go, blaming me again.
You have such a hard life, Adam Curry.
Well, you know, I can't even do it without laughing. I do. It's very, very hard.
Yes.
Imagine being me.
I know. Imagine.
I am ready to get these teeth ripped out of my head. Oh. I'm so freaking ready
for
that.
Well, another month.
Yeah, 29th.
Yeah. 29th. We have a lot of things between now and then, too, so.
Yeah, although the 28th, first I go to Zach here and Fred, and hopefully we get the temporaries fitted, and he's going to shave something on my canine teeth to click them in place and put the knife extender in there. I don't know what the hell.
On that day, on the 28th?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. That should just be local.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just some, I hope. I mean, I'm
just going high. It'll be okay.
I don't think it's a good idea to smoke weed but this is, I mean, he'll just give me a lidocaine or whatever. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'm so done with this.
You're almost there.
I'm mad at, no, I'm not.
Well, I'm not you're even, almost there to the
even,
first step.
Not even close. Yeah. I'm so mad at, well, it would have been crappy 10 years ago, but still it's like, oh man, all right, this is it. I'm just having pity with myself.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, on another note.
I love the sympathy, Dad. I love the words of wisdom.
No, I'm gearing up on everything that I have to do to support you and help you. Yeah, I'm gearing up. I'm going to get protein shakes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get ice cream. I'm going to get...
I think it'll be okay after a few days. It won't take too long, I don't think. I hope.
Yeah, I'll take care of you.
I know, baby.
I know. I won't make you dry the dishes.
I'll bet you $10 within 4 days you're standing up, tap, 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 tap. Hello.
Oh, I'm so such a nag, aren't I?
The minute I can talk. So you can talk, grab this.
Oh, brother. No, I wanted to mention the Meat Mafia guys came to our house to interview you.
Yes.
Yes. And they were so kind. They brought us meat as well as raw milk. So we have a gallon jug of raw milk in our beverage.
What do you think? Have you had raw milk before?
No, it's very rich. I'm not a milk drinker. Mm-hmm. I don't typically drink milk. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the last time I had a glass of milk.
Well, recently, because you had a glass of this.
I didn't drink a glass of it. I just tasted it. But it was good. It was,
So that's it? You just had one taste? You're not going to drink anymore?
Yeah, maybe I'll drink some more.
I didn't know what you wanted to do, so I was waiting to see if you wanted it.
Because I don't drink it, it's not something I think about.
I've been having it with my shredded wheat.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to have it on my Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
It's not GMO.
Oh, it's bioengineered
food ingredient. Yes, please. You know, that's, and I looked it up. They don't have to say genetically modified anymore. Oh. They can just say contains a bioengineered food ingredient.
Which means fake food.
Yeah, that would be the white stuff on top, probably the frosting.
Yeah,
and
the whole thing.
It's Wheaties.
It's not. It's chemicals. Anyway, that raw milk will go real good on that fake cereal. Mmm, yummy. But anyway, the Meat Mafia guys came here and
so so I'd met them in Georgia.
Uh huh.
And so we had chatted a little bit, and it was actually Charles who hooked us up. Charles Mayfield from Pharaoh.life. Mm-hmm.
I sent my sister some of that stuff. Yeah, she loves it.
Which one?
The skin food.
No, which sister?
Oh, Lisa.
You have a couple of them.
Her birthday's coming up. Happy birthday, Lisa. It's on Halloween.
And has she tried it?
She stole one of my jars when he gave me two of them.
She stole one.
Well, I gave it to her.
Okay.
She was stealing. And she loved it. She used the whole thing. And so I sent her a jar for her birthday.
Is she using it on her face or is she using it on her
feet,
arms?
And her feet, elbows. Feet, yeah, her elbows. Skin. It's on her skin.
Okay. Because I use mine on my face every day.
Because he has face food and skin food. Mm-hmm. So I use the face food I put on my face and then the skin I put on my
What's
skin.
The difference, do you think?
I don't know. But
do you feel a difference in the texture?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
So he's just putting a different label on it?
Maybe. I don't know.
So smart. Charlie. Oh, this is a face food.
This is skin food, and it's $20 more.
Bam.
I don't know. That's a question. Charles, maybe you can answer
that. That's
question.
A hog rancher for you right there. Yeah. So he set it up, and they said, you know, they actually, one of them already has moved to Austin, and the other one, is it Brett, who's moving to Austin?
Yes, from San Diego, I believe. Right. Yeah. Harry and Brett.
Yeah, and so they're like, hey, you know, can we come out and interview you? And we're going back to San Diego, and they'll come back. We'll be here permanently and before Thursday. And we're like, okay, yeah.
There's just really delightful young men.
Handsome young men.
Very handsome.
Handsome. They come in, again, bearing gifts. And it was Brett's younger brother?
Yes. No, Harry's younger brother.
Harry's younger brother.
I can't remember his name. I think it was
another good looking guy.
The young. He was 23. He was a baby.
And so, and I realized as we're doing this interview, and they had like a sports announcer headsets, which is interesting
to do that with
the microphone in front. And so it's an interesting way of, it's much easier than to just kind of sit on a couch and yak, right? Because you don't have to lean forward and be talking to the microphone. And I realized pretty quickly the interview was also kind of trying to gain wisdom from me.
Oh,
about about podcasting, but I just felt that they were searching a little deeper. And I said, you know, I have a couple of lessons, a couple of life lessons. And here's the most important one that I've learned throughout my years: you always have to tell her no to the bangs.
Did you really say that?
I did. They're like, oh, and they actually texted me, you know, like a day later, best lesson of the whole interview, say no to bangs. I said, gentlemen, this will get you very far in life, because when she goes for the bangs, they're very difficult to grow out and change. And it's just, and your life is not worth living with the bangs.
And Vic and Chris brought that up too, because Chris got bangs and Vic did not react well.
Didn't react well?
No.
No bangs. Don't do
it. That's funny. Life lesson. It was a long interview too. And they were just so thoughtful and really chatted, you know, was chatting with me. And I'm talking to Brett, and he's telling me his story about how he basically cured himself by going on an animal-based diet. And so I'm talking to him and I go, hey, you single?
What?
I was thinking of Shayna. I'm like, I go, you single? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I might have somebody I want you to meet. I said, she's an adventure girl. I said, might be interesting.
Well, now that you've outed them both, have you made a love connection
yet?
No,
I haven't. I got to talk to Shayna
about it. I was thinking you were getting a love connection for Brian, but I guess I... Oh.
I forgot about Brian. Shoot.
You're not thinking of your boy.
I know.
That's very disappointing.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Have you spoken to Shayna?
She was supposed to come by tomorrow, but she can't make it.
So come by the house?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to do some hiking. We're going to do some hiking together.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Rock or
there's
I don't
something,
know.
There's something like 7 miles from here. Yeah. Something in Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh, yeah, because somebody sent you the link and you sent it on to me.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Is Shayna's good?
Do my pre-training for Rim to Rim.
Okay. So, is that now the next thing? Is Rim to Rim, is that what you're going to be training for? Are you putting this on the calendar? Are you putting a stake in the ground?
I think I am. I'm going to make that decision after Christmas, but I'm kind of...
So, does this preclude 75 hard plus alcohol? Or is that part of the training for the rim to rim?
No. The training would just be to go on hikes, like extended hikes, to just get used to it. Yeah, that would be the training. But you know who did it? Tiffany's friend, Marianne, did rim to rim. And so I'm going to ask her about it. Yeah.
I'm sure there's YouTube videos.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. All right. But anyway.
Are you going to do this with a group? Are you going to do it with a 75 hard group? Are we going to see Jake? Is he going to surface from the submarine to come and join this merry band of y'all?
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Once the plans kind of get together. But if I bet you I could get Shayna to do it with me. I know Ellen would do it with me.
Oh,
but maybe
in
I could
heartbeat.
Get Shayna to do it.
Sure.
I don't know. It's just, it's swirling around in the back of my head. So, but anyway, did you want to say anything more about the Meat Mafia guys? I would definitely follow them on Instagram for sure. They're very,
they're
insightful.
I really, they're getting started with Value for Value, which is, in fact, they're doing quite well, I think, with Value for Value.
Well, they said they, the hardest part is the ask. They were having a hard time with the ask.
We talked about that. Yeah. That's actually when you came in, I said, listen to Tina. She knows all about it. Mm-hmm. You were laying some knowledge on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the number one reason why people don't give is because they're not asked. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Like these people are all almost our kids' age. If you look at the spectrum from Christina.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They're under 30.
And, but yet they don't feel like kids.
They're very wise.
Well, I guess our kids don't feel really like kids either, but I can't help but see them. They're always going to be kids.
Yeah. Remember when always. I have on my list stories we've threatened our kids with. I have that.
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah.
My story first.
So a nice segue into kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I only got one good one. It's my favorite.
Yes, let's hear it.
We were living in Belgium, so we had a lot of... this was the castle, yes. And Christina had always been an avid horseback rider. She did competitions, and she was very serious. She got very frustrated. She had her own horse, Princess, who was exactly that. So, and of course, it was always the horse's fault if something didn't go right. But anyway, so, you know, spoiled little Christina. And we had, now I'd moved the stable for this horse into the back of the house, which is like, you know, and then we had
into the back of the house,
like behind the house.
Oh, okay.
We had 23 acres. And you can ride over there and the stable is here and that a big place for the horse to run around and shit and whatever he does. And we got him a mule companion. Daisy, had a cough. Daisy was like 19 years old.
It had a cough?
Yeah. An old hag. Yes. Yeah, literally an old hag, but she needs companionship. And then one day, what was Christina? She was 10, 11, whatever, crap age. And she just wouldn't feed. She was like, I'll go feed the horse. See, the horse is hungry. Go feed your horse. Got a lip.
She just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, one of those moments.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're not going to feed the horse. I'm going to put it out of its misery. And I took my shotgun. and I walked outside and I'm like.
So cruel.
And there's nothing like the sound of a pump action shotgun.
To get your kid to feed their horse. Man.
She came out. No, daddy, no, daddy. And to this day, she's still traumatized. I'm so proud of myself. Now, of course, I never would have shot the
horse. Wonder she's in therapy. Probably my claim to fame, and I use this one a lot.
Now, is this a question someone sent in?
No.
Thought it would be fun
to do. We were just talking about it, and you're like, oh, put that on the list.
Right, okay.
When Ellen and Elise used to fight, they would just, you know, kids fight all the time. I would pretend like I was calling the adoption agency for them to come and pick them up and take them.
Would you? And you would just be pretending on the
phone? Yeah, I pick up the phone. That's when we had landlines. They said,
Do it.
Yes, I'm calling. I have two daughters, age 10 and 8. And yes, I'm looking. I'm having issues with them and I'm looking for a new home for them. I wonder if they remember that. No, my poor girls. I feel so bad about that.
Would they be flipping out?
Yes, they'd be like, "No, mom, no, no, mom, no."
This should be in a book somewhere. I love that one. That's good.
Yeah, not my proudest moment.
Why? I think that's a great story.
I look back at it, it was so cruel. But you know, at the time, as a parent with young kids, you're like, oh my gosh, you just want them to stop fighting.
You want to stick them behind the wallpaper.
Exactly.
And just paper over them.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
So let's talk about your big news.
My big news.
Oh, this is not on your list?
Oh, which big news?
November 2nd.
Oh, yes, yes.
Is that on your list?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. Right. November 2nd, next Wednesday is...
I'm sorry, I only have things on my list that are about you.
Oh.
Because I'm a producer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm getting baptized. So I'm really excited. So I got a call from the church and they said, okay, well, I said, well, what should I wear? And they're like, well, you can wear whatever you want. You know, we'll have a t-shirt for you. And I said,
wetsuit?
I said, can I bring my snorkel?
You did not say
no,
that.
No, I didn't say that. And then I said, they said, no, it'll be more towards the end of the worship service. So I'm not going to bring a change of clothes. I'll just bring a sweater to throw on. So, but I'm so.
What are you going to wear?
Leggings and just a long sleeve shirt.
Okay. All right.
But
a white shirt?
I was going to wear black, but it would be all black, but Why? White, you can see right through when it gets wet.
Oh, but black is kind of somber.
I know. I'll think about it. But
isn't that why we all go to the baptism?
Oh, please.
Come on. You brought it up. Sorry. I'm 15. Okay, give me a break. I'm sorry.
I can't even. You've scarred it now.
No, I have not. But I have questions. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, so my heart is so full because Julie is coming.
Yeah.
And she's the one who told me about Bridge Church. And she is the one that I do the Bible recap with every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Catherine and her husband, Brian, and her mom, Kathy,
it's gonna be full
and
house.
Bella are coming. And I just, oh my gosh, I think about how important these people are to me. And how I think about how a year ago, you know, I didn't have this deep relationship with them. And I'm so excited. I really am so excited about it. So, and I'm
very
really
happy
that you're going to be there.
So I have a few questions.
Okay.
First of all,
I'll try and help you.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy about this.
Did you buy my present?
Well, so here's my question. So luckily this is on a Wednesday, Tuesday,
yes.
Wednesday. Because of course Sundays I can't go to church. I've never been to the Bridge Church because there's no service when I'm not working.
Right.
Or drying dishes.
It's show title. It's what drying dishes.
No, don't worry. I'll come up. Yes. I don't even know where to go, what to do, but okay. You know, I'm with you. So we'll figure that out. But
it's not going to be a typical church service. Just so you know, it's a worship. It's lots of music.
And I'm so happy. My favorite songs are going to be played.
Yes, Striper.
See, I'm going to stop on that. I've decided that I'm going to stop making fun of it because as I've been reading some scripture, it's like it's kind of part of the gig is to have these songs. So I'm
part of the gig. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
I interpret. I boost for Jesus. Okay.
Okay.
Just
boost.
I boost for Jesus.
Nice, baby. I love it.
I wrote that one down. You
yes,
like
you
it?
Did.
Anyway, what I was going to say. So, you know, what is the protocol here? Should I bring a gift? Should I have a towel? I really don't. Do you mind if I take pictures and video, or should I be witnessing the event and not taking pictures? Because I also want to be present and not behind a screen. Do they do it on YouTube so they can record it? All these questions I have.
I don't know.
Okay, so those are my questions.
Well, I'm going to bring a towel.
So I hold on. Do you have a beach bag? A tote? I'm going to come in with a tote.
Yes.
Blue and white striped tote. Howdy, y'all. I'm here for the baptism.
And yes, I would like you to take a picture at least.
Right.
Yes.
Now you should tell everybody your dream about me because Tina only dreams horrible things about me.
Wait, how do we segue into that?
Because it's about church and it's a horrible dream in church.
Oh.
Let me just explain. So these days, for the past 53, when I wake up, normally I'd be able to say, good morning, my queen. I love you. I say, hello, beautiful.
Yes.
I can't because you know, you've got your earbuds in and your back's to me. And so I'm just going to make sure you see me so I don't scare you. And we wave at each other. And that comes later.
Yeah, because I'm doing the Bible recap in the first thing in the morning.
Exactly. I didn't know what my complaint was.
Oh, sorry.
It was a big setup and I lost myself. Argile to the rescue. Yes.
You were talking about my dream.
Right. And yes. So then when we say good morning.
Yes.
Which is okay. I mean, by the way, I'm just messing with you. You know, I love you.
Yes.
I just see your figure. That's all I need. All I need is to see
my
you.
Figure.
I mean, your silhouette.
Okay.
Jeez. By the way, it's been very hard to give you compliments. You're like, so you admit it, I was a pig. I'm like, no, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, sorry, that's what I heard. I could be mistaken. So then usually Tina will say, oh my goodness, I had a dream about you. And the first thing I say is, I had a dream. When you say I had a dream, I'm like, how shitty was I? Because
what did I do
in your dream? I am the worst, and I don't,
usually yes.
I'd love an analysis of this because it's not like me.
Yeah, no, it isn't, and it isn't.
I don't
you
think
so? In this dream, you finally came to church, And finally, you were acting.
Finally came. See, there it is already. Because I didn't want to come because I was slaving away.
Because you couldn't come. But you were acting a fool in my dream.
Was I acting a fool?
You were dancing and you were high-fiving.
Why would I be doing this?
The people in the church?
Wait, wait. Just during the service?
Yes.
Not during the worship? Because I can see why I would do it during the worship. I could get into it. I might have the Holy Spirit might grab a hold of me.
I can't remember, but I was like, oh my gosh, please don't start dancing. Don't start dancing. And you
like, but while Pastor Jimmy was just talking on stage, I was dancing.
I don't remember, but I knew that I was.
Or if the worship team is playing, I have to worship.
Yes. No,
you can't. You can't stop me. Once I get the Holy Spirit, the worship will just happen. I bet you, I can't wait to see you because I'll bet you are completely like, bam, hands up.
Oh yeah, I'm totally.
And I know that. And I was thinking about this today. Since the day I've known you, when you are in front of live music of any kind, you come alive. It's like throwing a miracle grow. At your feet, you go, pa, you, am I right?
Yeah. Oh, come alive. I grew up with music. So yeah,
you come alive.
I do. I love it.
So I'm sure that they could be singing Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. You'd be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Anyway, I think it was the high fiving in the dream when I was like, what is he doing?
Man, I'm so sorry. I see. I have to apologize in your dream and in real life. It's just, it's hard.
But I do want to bring up how you got how you emailed Pastor Jimmy.
What do I do now?
No, why do you always say that? You emailed him a bunch of articles when we were at dinner. You told him you were going to send him a bunch of articles. And then you said, then he said something like, we can get together and have a glass of vino because I'm not doing 75 hard. And you're like, yeah, you go, yeah, I'm going to spend time with Pastor Jimmy because.
There it is. And when I say, what did I do? There it is. There it is. I shook my shoulders and went, yeah, I mean, he's going to get Pastor Jimmy. Really?
You were teasing me. Like, I get to, I'm going to spend time with him and you what can't because you're doing 75 hard.
So not true. Well, I sent him a note and I said, hey, I told him a lovely dinner we had. And I felt that I dominated the conversation. I said, I didn't tell you one cool MTV story because I know that he wants to hear it. I think Annette wants to hear him.
Yeah. So, well, they're coming over for dinner next week.
So I felt kind of like, I kind of was like, so tell me about Jesus. Yeah. Go.
I love that you got to meet them. I love that you, I love, we talked about that on the last meeting, but I did want to talk about the sermon on this last Sunday. There was the guest pastor, Pastor Rich was his name? Rich?
Yes, Pastor Rich.
And it was so
interesting. He's from Houston?
Abilene? I can't remember. Great, great, great sermon. But he started talking about navigation systems.
Yeah, it was good.
Which was really cool. And he ended the sermon with how the Bible is your instrument. It's your instrument that navigates you through life. And I just thought that was so cool. And I'm like, Adam's going to love this because I know that you're doing your flying and that you're learning all the instruments and that's how you fly the plane is by the instruments. And what a great metaphor. So I think that sermon was definitely for you.
It was spot on. And I actually tried to follow it along because I was prepping. It's rather difficult. Sometimes it just doesn't work out with the amount of clips or whatever. So I pause it and I'll fit. And you came home and you were really excited. I'd seen 30%, and you're really enthusiastic, so I was able to watch it after the show.
Yeah, because I said you need to watch it to the end.
And so the analogy was the Bible being your navigational aid, but he was a survival trainer in the military. Was he in the military?
Yeah, he was survival? In the military
because he wanted to be a pilot, but he was colorblind. But he obviously knew about aviation, and. So what really struck was, I know it was great for people who don't know aviation, but when he says, trust your instruments, this is like the one thing that is hammered in your brain where you're doing instrument flying, which means it's total black outside. You can't see anything. You trust these instruments or you're dead.
Yeah.
And it resonated so deeply. It was very good.
Yeah.
I really liked that. I'd like to meet that guy. It's pretty cool.
I'm really excited for you to go.
It's pretty cool.
It'll be a lot of fun, and it's going to be an incredibly special night for me.
We need to thank a few people.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
That's right.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
It is time for some people to get soaked as corks. or perhaps decanted. I don't know if we have any. Value for value is the whole name of the game here, so we do accept all kinds of form of value for value, time, talent, treasure, your wine, other trinkets you like to send to us. It's all very much appreciated. We really do like receiving the wine, though, seriously. So for people who are maybe, if you're listening to this podcast right now on a web page or, you know, a lot of people just hit a web page. Really? Oh yeah, you do that too. You used to do that. That's how you used to listen to Megyn Kelly. You just hit the player on her page. Oh yeah.
Oh.
A lot. You know that
Victor Davis Hanson, I do that.
Yeah. Do you know that 30-40% of women do that?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And that's probably because they can't be bothered with downloading an app. But in this case, we are not available on the Apple Podcast app.
Nope.
Because they force you to go through a procedure, and we are rebels. We feel that there should be no procedure. You should be able to get it without anything. You should be able to listen to it for free, and you should be able to support it if you want. And you can do all of that by getting a new modern podcast app. Go to nudepodcastapps.com. People remember it better. I got that domain name. Nude Podcast Apps. You could say newpodcastapps.com. I like nudepodcastapps.com. If you've never done, if you're kind of new to podcasting, why don't you try out to either Fountain or Podverse. These are great apps. And with Fountain, you right away can start learning about value for value. They've got all kinds of help guides, and they've got a wallet built in, and you can actually use it to listen to other podcasts, which will then, you earn Satoshi's little pieces of Bitcoin, which you can then send to us. You see, this is the whole idea. Steal it from other people and give it to us. Or just get your Cash App and then fill up your wallet and boost us.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Now, we kick it off with, I think he's been our top supporter 3 shows in a row with a row of dicks. Sir Brian with an I.
Sir Brian.
Yes.
Yes.
With 111,000 Satoshi's, 111,111. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking at the cards for the questions.
Oh,
and sorry.
Donation notes. Focus on me.
Okay.
Donation
Brian, notes. Sir Brian with an I. Okay. Got it.
Now, he sent me an email, but I also have a note here in the Boostagram. So I'm going to read this, and then we'll see what the other thing is. He says, listen up, people. If you've ever put money in a jukebox, you can boost this show.
Aw.
Not so nice. But make sure to send your message through the app instead of email, or there are no guarantees the correct message will get read. And be sure to use promo code Brian at checkout.
Brian, I have to say, is developing the Curry and the Keeper challenge coin.
Well, he has the whole shop that he's doing, isn't
he? He's working on it. Yes.
People want hats and hoodie. Oh, he ran into a problem with the challenge coin.
No, with the online store. So he's working on it. Yes. He's our merch dude.
Oh, he's our comic strip blogger is what he is. Uh-huh. But I who has also been with me for a long time. Now, I have an email from him that was sent to you, forwarded to me.
Yes.
Once upon a podcast, it was shouted from the mountaintop that I might have a proclivity towards people who identify as male. Oh, I see what's going on here. It does not help that my roommate tells people that he and I shower together.
What?
But then they only do it to save money.
Oh my, are not helping your cause,
really,
dude.
And I will often tell people that he and I joust.
No, this is a family show.
A fictitious activity I invented that requires a running start. But let it be said on this day of the Lord, the 26th day of the 10th month of the year 2022, that I am a lover of America and boobs. The only crossing of swords I enjoy happen on no agenda. Goodness, Brian. All right. Oh. All right. We'll stop. I'm going to stop making jokes about him.
Okay.
That's not nice.
Not me.
Yeah. By the way, I'll take your congratulations anytime now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For?
Today is the 26th of October.
Oh, 15 years of no agenda.
Thank you.
Yes. 15 years. Gosh, what was I doing 15 years ago?
Which was 2007.
I was 45.
Mm-hmm. I was 13. No. I was in London.
I was in Boca Raton, Florida.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I could see you in my dreams.
You were like, I'm coming to Texas, baby. I'm coming to Texas.
At that point in 2007, that was not on my mind. Texas. I had no idea
mine
about
either.
Texas. Crazy,
mine
crazy how that goes.
Yeah. Well, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Yeah, big big week. So it's 15th anniversary and 1,500 shows next week.
Yeah, nice, nice.
50,000 sats from Jeff, Jeff Monks. And he says, question.
Yes.
Does the title Keeper signify that Tina is the one that Adam chose to keep? Or is it more like she's his keeper in the sense of a zookeeper taking care of a crocodile or an orangutan? Have you listened to the show? Either way, can I get a droopy boost?
Boost.
For my own keeper's amusement. In our case, it's definitely more of the zoo metaphor. Well, the story of Curry and the Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
We were dating?
Yes, yes, we were dating about 3 months.
And we were going to go to Chicago to visit your sisters.
We did go to Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Was it before? Before
it was after. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And I was talking about you on the show,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, that's when people first found out that you had a girlfriend.
I said, I really like this girl. Didn't I say something like that? I must have said that, mm-hmm. possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John wanted you to stay single forever so he could live vicariously through you.
Oh, when I told him, he was like, oh, man. Okay. Damn. Yeah, I think he actually said, oh, I was hoping you'd be single a little longer.
Yeah, it's
so
like a live
fun.
Through you. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And as we were talking about, I said, you know, I noticed something. He says she can pack a family of five into a carry-on. He says, what? I say, yeah, this is she's a keeper. He says, this is a very important skill. You find a woman that can do that, she's a keeper.
Yep.
And right then I said, there you go. She's the keeper.
And what I love, and we talked about this, I think, on previous shows, that people have started using that moniker for their keepers.
Oh, yeah. It's been rampant. Yeah.
Yes. And yep. I love that. Yep. I love that. So, yeah, it's the keeper. Yep.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Finally, a clarification. SLC, which I've been reading as SLZ, ESELSEE. So, finally, a pronunciation guide from SLC, S.L.C. Steve from Woodstock, New York. And Steve sends us, a nice boost, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 45,760. Thank you. This is appreciated. These are nice amounts. You know, this is like $10 here and there. This is no joke.
Yeah.
These people are sending us real coin here. And he says, the Lord bless you and may his spirit and word guide you both closer to him.
Oh, thank you. That's so funny because you kept trying to pronounce that.
I know, but I'm not like podcasting 2.0. I've also seen him show up there. SLZ, SLZ. Okay, SLC. Now I know. Thanks, Steve. Gene Everett is in Armonk. He's Gene from Armonk, and he just says boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
I'm going to give you three in this case,
Gene. Gene and I correspond on Instagram.
Yes. Wasn't he around when we were up there, or was he not there? I can't remember.
I don't remember. When we were up in New York?
Yeah, because we were up in Armonk.
Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember. Here he is, comic strip blogger.
Oh.
15,033 Satoshis. Howdy, Tina and Adam. Please invite your audience to enter AI.cooking in a web browser or podcast player app to listen to the silky voice of Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent, UK, talking about the artificial intelligence news and stuff. Yo.
Yeah. Thank you.
You should
AI.cooking.
You should work on the copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that guy's still looking for a job.
Gwoof?
Woof.
Gwoof.
Gwoof?
Yeah, it's Gregory William Forsyth Foreman, GWFF. Gwoof.
Gwoof.
That's how we call him.
Really?
Gwoof. Yeah, Gwoof.
Yeah, because he said he was looking for a job.
I heard something. Now, did I ever tell you about Professor Wurr, W-O-R-R, Prof Wurr?
No.
Prof Wurr was on No Agenda Social for years, and he would always be the first guy to comment on the show. He would be giving a play-by-play, and I really appreciate, and I would respond to him often. I really appreciate him, and he was kind of gone for like, I don't know, he just went away one day.
I remember that name, yeah.
He passed away.
Oh.
And I think he was an opioids addict.
Oh.
So I'm not sure,
well,
but
nothing like bringing down the show.
DC, oh, and just one. Hey, no life without death. Yeah, DC girl sent me a note. She said that she called his family, and
that's too bad.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. Oh,
that's so weird, man. It's like someone who I never met him, but you just know for years and years and years, like twice a week.
Uh huh. Yeah, because I remember that. I remember his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry to bring down the show. Yeah. It was okay. 101 from C-Dubs. For the sake of equity, I would like to volunteer as Adam's gay BFF. I look forward to the late night boosts. Hashtag Team Adam.
Now you're talking, man.
Now you're talking. Let me see. Give me. Do I have a nice little
boost?
There you go.
Boost.
We've got 10,000 here. Now there's no name here. It's a username from Fountain. But what is this? Oh, it's a quote from the show.
Oh,
quote that mismanaged shithole. End quote.
Oh, Austin,
bringing in the Hoosier redneck honesty to the world. I love it. Uh, 4,000 sats from Chris. Hey guys, it's Chris. Yeah, YEHH. Thanks for the shout out and the value. You're more than welcome. Second class citizen comes in with 1,800. Thank you for my decanting. I'm only a newcomer on the donating front. Been listening from the first episode and loving it.
Aw, thank you.
Dare I say, meest gezellige podcast around? You understand that. Meest gezellige podcast around.
No, I have no idea.
You know, gezellig?
I don't know what
it
means.
It's like cozy, cool.
Yeah.
Like the Dutch word.
Yeah.
So meest, the most coziest, gezelligste. Sorry. I always think I've taught you something.
No, I just know lekker en toasty hamkas. That's it. That's all I know. Which means I like grilled cheese.
What else do you need in any country?
That's all I know.
Excuse me.
I don't even know.
I like grilled cheese.
It's ham and cheese, actually.
Gene Everett boosts us with 2323. Sir Brian boosts us with 1111. I don't know if that's the same Sir Brian with it. I don't think so. D1 Farmer, thank you so much. No one really. Tina is hot. Okay. And then Nomadic Coder 5, Grand Canyon Rim to Rim. I did it in the late 80s.
Oh,
totally loved it. Well, you got to send us some info. Boost us back with some details.
Tina@curry.com.
Boost us back. And I think we had a note that I wanted to read from Marka Maria, who wanted to send a sampling from an amazing friend's even more amazing Southern Indiana family winery after Tina's 75 Hard is completed.
Thank you.
Thinking mid to late November.
So that Adam doesn't drink it.
Okay. Best to you and Tina. Marie and I are enjoying the Curry and the Keeper podcast, exploring a crypto through Fountain. We'll get help with this wallet concept and we'll decant to you soon via value for value.
Aww.
It's worth pushing this.
It is. Yeah.
Really. There's 10,000 podcasts using it.
Nice.
So think of all the other podcasts you can be supporting.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And that's it. Thank you very much for boosting.
Thank you.
Shame on you for those of you who haven't.
Nothing like shaming people.
You gotta shame people. Not for the boostergram, but just for trying something new.
Yeah.
People are afraid to try something new.
Now that Cash App makes it super easy, there's no reason.
Now you use Fountain.
I use Fountain, yeah.
And is it a good podcast app? It's just a
I totally like it.
You like it better than the Apple podcast app?
Oh, I don't even pull up Apple anymore. If we're not on Apple, baby.
Good answer.
Yeah, I listen to our show all the time.
Screw those guys. Screw those fruit company, man. All right.
I do like my Apple phone, though, and my iPad.
Your iPhone is heavy.
Yeah.
Compared to my phone. It's heavy.
It's got a lot of pictures in it.
Meticulously organized. Yes. Yeah. You and Vic are the same person. Oh, look, I have a photo from 1922. There he is. Yeah. Look,
1922.
Look, this is our third date. There you go.
I do. I have lots of photos.
But you know how to get them too.
You're good at that.
I have like nothing.
Hey, so do you want to talk about our shooting? I finally shot my new gun.
You're right. Give us the lowdown.
Well, we went with Mike, mm-hmm. who is a former law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm. With anger management issues.
Yes. Yeah, he needs to jump out of a plane, I guess, because he's got, he needs an adrenaline rush. So used to the adrenaline of being on the law enforcement.
Yeah.
But yes, we drove. It seemed like we drove to another country to get to his house.
Luckenbach, I guess.
Whatever. No, it wasn't Lukenbaga. It was Fredericksburg, but it was, he has this house that is like deep in the woods of Texas.
Yeah.
Desert of Texas.
It was like half an hour from our house, I'd say, probably. Yeah. And not so far on 290 itself, but then cutting in inland. And then, you need a real serious four-wheeler to
get
the driveway isn't done yet.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. We were definitely four-wheeling it, but it was a shooting range on the property.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
with the metal targets that you plink against, and you have to go set them back up, and you have the rifle range and a pistol range.
Yeah. So this first time I was able to shoot my gun, which is a 9mm Smith & Wesson. It's great for me because I have a hard time cocking it back.
The slide. That
was called. Yes. And so it worked great. But Mike's like, okay, you got to stand, you got to bend your knees, you got to hold your hand this way, put this hand here, finger this way, finger that way, start at your chest and then come out, watch your breathing. Don't anticipate the shot. I'm like, this is like golf. There's so many things to think about.
You said that. It's such a good point. It is a lot like that. But then just like golf, once you take your stance, it all flows automatically, right?
And he said to just keep dry firing. So in the house, like take out the bullets.
He followed that by just have Adam check the gun. You know, we do that at the squad too. Just we both check each other's guns. Adam, make sure you check a gun. Just check a gun. Okay, check the gun.
Yeah. And so I kept anticipating the shot because it was kind of nerve wracking. You know, it's like when you're not used to it.
Well, I would say because you've shot, I've seen you shoot and you're actually quite a good shot. But I think it's just being comfortable with the weapon because you know what you're holding, you know what it can do, but you're not quite sure. You know, it's just you're not comfortable with it. And so you're always. You're going to be apprehensive about what happens.
It's a new thing for me. So
getting comfortable.
Yeah. I kept hitting it to the left. So there were three targets. There was two smaller ones and a bigger one in the center. And I kept hitting to the left. And so what I started to do is I started
aiming
for the one on the right and I hit the one in the middle.
It's called correcting your aim. Yeah, that's fine. Now you shoot right-handed. Because you are left-handed.
I shoot right-handed, yeah.
And do you look through both eyes, right eye, left eye?
I don't.
Because I actually look through both. I
look through one. I look through one eye.
Because I find that
my right eye.
If you can get that in the zone where you're seeing the three dots and you're looking at both, and then the firing is almost like you become one with the thing.
Yeah.
You know the thing?
The thing, yeah. The thing.
But shit, he had a... AR-15 pistol.
How many guns did he have in his car?
This is why he's our friend. He's like, tray opens up. All this different. And he had a portable charcuterie board.
Yes.
He had grapes and cheese and water and ranch water.
He is so sweet. But yeah, I said, man, Adam, when the apocalypse comes, we're hanging out with Mike.
We're going straight to that place.
We're going
man.
Straight to his place. Yeah. He definitely.
But I think he was a good coach because, you know, I just step back and just, you know, I think
he was a really good coach.
Right?
Yeah. So that was fun. Finally.
You came back. You said, I really love doing that. I really like this now.
I didn't want to shoot the AR-15 though. I was like, no, it intimidates me. And it's so loud.
Yeah, it is loud.
Yeah.
But you feel comfortable with,
feel like I could shoot somebody if I had to.
Not me.
No.
Look at me. Good guy.
Not you or the dog, but if somebody was coming at me, I think that I would be fine with pulling out my gun and knowing what to do.
Well, we got to keep practicing.
Yeah.
Got to keep practicing.
If it jams, I'm screwed. Cause I don't know what to do, but
if it jams, then we're all screwed.
Yeah. So that was fun. I enjoyed that a lot.
I like that AR-15 pistol though. Because he had that thing completely perfectly.
He built that.
It was completely perfectly aligned. I must have been 200 yards from the target.
Yeah.
And it was just like, bling, 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 one after another.
Until it started jamming. Well, your guns start jamming.
Yeah, I need to oil it.
Yeah.
I got to clean all the guns now.
Yeah.
I got to teach you how to clean your gun.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. You're so good at it, babe.
Baby, no problem. I will clean your gun.
And dry the dishes.
By myself. You don't need to help me clean all the guns.
Okay. No, you can show me.
You can just keep, you know, hanging out with the guests. I'll clean the gun.
Yep. You got anything else on your list? I have a couple other things.
Do I want to hear him?
Why do you put it up like that?
You spanked me.
No, I didn't.
You spanked me. Oh. There was nowhere I could go with the towel drawing. All I could do was sit here and
baby, you know I love you.
And say I'm sorry. And then you said, yeah, that's real talk. I'm like, okay, that was real talk from you.
My sister was like, wow, you know, is everything okay? It seemed like you and Adam were not getting along. And I said, we're fine.
So you had to prove it by putting me in my place. Okay, yeah. All right, we're fine.
I didn't put you in your place. We just had a different perspective. We came together and it was solved. And all is good in the Curry household.
As long as I apologize.
And you dry the dishes.
Everything works out fine.
That's not true. I wanted to mention, I finished watching Bad Sisters, which is on Apple TV.
Right. You love this whole series, oh my gosh, right? You were completely nuts about it.
This is a must-see. Definitely. If you haven't watched, it's on Apple TV. It's called Bad Sisters. It's really, really good. And it's a twist at the end. So I highly recommend it.
I'm sworn to secrecy. I'm not allowed to say anything.
Yeah. And we started watching Yellowstone, but we haven't really been watching it. Why do you think that is?
It's because, first of all, by the time we're done, whatever we're doing, and we typically always will watch Tucker Carlson. It kind of is the only news program we'll watch.
Yeah.
Just to see what that perspective is, because all day we're discussing what the latest outrage is. So we know what that is. So then it's 8 o'clock. I walk the dog. You know, before we know it, it's 9:15. And then, you know.
We don't feel like being invested in anything.
In a whole hour of Yellowstone, or you get 3 episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. And I'm into Raymond these days. Are you not into Raymond?
I think it's a funny show.
I'm really still into Raymond.
But we're probably watched almost every one of them.
We're coming up on all of them. And once I start to see the repeats, it's going to get like Friends. It's going to get Doug and Carrie, King of Queens.
And 2 and a Half Men.
What is it with us that we like watching these shows? Because it's just like good old-fashioned entertainment.
We like to laugh.
There's still people making funny jokes about kind of common stuff that you can't do now.
Yeah.
You can have a fat guy with his wife making fun of him for being fat. Oh, imagine that. How about that? Crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, must see.
Yeah, what you got?
Other than that, we just got a lot coming up. We have a lot. We have a lot of plans with friends, which I'm really happy about.
Okay.
We're having Pastor Jimmy and Annette over for dinner next Friday. Oh, my girlfriend Teresa arrives on Friday for 4 days. And then
who had a tough time in Florida.
Yeah,
with her
Fort
condo
Myers. There. Yeah, lost everything in her condo. So she's coming out. She's been a friend forever. And then.
But she's been taking care of her granddaughter for the past week.
Yeah. I'm like, how you doing? She's like, damn, I'm tired.
I'm coming, but I just want to be in my pajamas all day.
Can I stay in my pajamas the whole time? I'm like, girl, you can do anything you want. Yeah. So we have that. We have, like I said, dinner with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And then we have dinner with other friends the following week. And we have friends coming out. And yeah, we're busy.
We never do anything. I know. This is crazy. How come? We're just so boring out here in Fredericksburg. There's nobody around.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? The Lord brought it to you, baby.
Yeah.
He did. You wanted it.
Yeah.
And it came.
Yeah.
I prayed for it too.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet.
That praying thing, I'm amazed how well that works. Yeah. Seriously, there's two things because I pray in the morning on my morning walk with Phoebe. I said, Phoebe, do your thing. Be quiet now. Just walk. She won't bark at anybody. She's very quiet when I'm doing this. And it's out loud.
Yeah.
And I always have to recognize when I'm walking down this road, every morning it's different. And the sky is different because in that perspective, it's towards the east. So either the sun is coming up or it's on its way. And it, depending on the day, depending on the season, we've been through all of them now. And I say out loud, dear Lord, why would anyone try to make this like a replica of this and call it the metaverse? I don't understand.
Right?
Because we got creepy trees that have been dead, since the big freeze. Yeah, you've got big luscious things and all these different color birds. And it's like I've played Quest, I've played adventure games, and they have the spatial sound. But I'm in it. I'm living it. I'm like, there's a deer hissing, and a surprise things that I know how programmers think about putting these things into these environments. I'm like, bro, take off the glasses, walk outside for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Especially here. Even the road noise from, you know, 290 way down, to, which you hear on some days, is like, it's all so amazingly beautiful.
It is.
And
it
that's, is. And I really am happy that, and that's also Phoebe, you know, because I'm out walking. Do you think Adam Curry walked in the morning ever in his life?
No.
Exactly. Who am I?
I know. You used to spin all the time, and then we moved out here.
Yeah, but still, I wasn't out walking the dog at seven in the morning.
And you walk her three times a day.
So, yeah, 2-3 times. Yeah. You sometimes walk her. Yeah.
And I know. Who are you?
But I look at me.
I know.
Look at me. I'm an Adonis. I know. Okay.
The last thing I want to say is I'm writing So my friend Tiffany has started this new Substack called The Counter Edit. And
is it counteredit.substack.com?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. We can put it in the show notes. And so I'm going to be a guest, I'm a featured writer. So my first article I'm going to write about.
Look at me like, wow, I'm so surprised. Yeah. Like I didn't know. Wow, this is great news.
So I'm going to write about why women hang on to their old clothes, like clothes that don't fit or clothes that are too big. Because there's a variety of reasons why people hold on to things. Some people don't at all. They're purgers and they never look back. Some people hold on to them for the sake of hoping that it comes back in style or that they can fit into it. Mm-hmm. And my reasoning for holding on to a lot of clothes when I worked at the bank and I had all these beautiful suits,
How could you throw it out?
I mean, it also reminded me of a time in my life where I was very happy in my career. And so it represented that. So anyway, I'm going to write an article. So if anybody has any thoughts on that and want to share their story, please email me at tina@curry.com.
And it is indeed the counteredit.substack.
The counteredit.substack. Yes, we're just launching it. We're still getting still getting its legs underneath it. But I'm happy to participate.
So what are you writing now?
I'm writing.
Can you talk about it or
I'm writing about the clothes.
And the interview? Well, we can't talk about
it. We haven't nailed that yet. So.
With Meghan Markle. Hey, Meghan Kelly. Now we're at it. Meghan Kelly, get off the Meghan Markle train.
Yeah, she's obsessed with Meghan Markle. Yeah.
Why does she do that?
Yeah.
Oh. Meghan. Oh, poor Meghan.
I know she lost her sister.
Lost her sister.
Yeah, it's tough when you lost a sister.
Yeah.
That's all I got, babe.
What?
Yeah.
That's it? I thought my list was pretty good then compared to you. I was pretty much there. I had one more about you being mean when I fall asleep, but I'll let you slide on that one.
Oh, no, go ahead. Let's hear it. I guess I'm owed that.
No, not at all. And I just wrote that down. I don't know exactly what it means. I guess this
is what I do.
What do you do? We'll have everyone else determine if you're mean or not. So I'm starting to fall asleep. And then as I'm actually watching television, usually be like, if you're going to be sleeping, can I watch something else?
No, that's not it.
No?
When you're sleeping, I usually take a picture of you.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. So I was very tired from...
From what?
Working.
From walking?
Working. Drying the dishes. Okay. I don't remember what it was. Maybe I'd been up in the middle of the night.
You and the dog were sleeping.
Right, so we were both sleeping. We were both tired.
Yeah.
Just on the couch, you know, just... And then I wake up and Tina's like...
I sent you.
No. I woke up and the first thing you did. Oh, now thanks for reminding me. First thing you did was it's 6 o'clock.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my god, I've been asleep for hours. Like this because I went to close my eyes like for like.
Oh, you got so mad one, at me.
Whoa. And then I took a picture, and then you didn't say no. It's not 6 o'clock. So I'm still fully thinking it's 6 o'clock. I sent you a text message. The text message of me, like my head, tongue hanging out.
No, you were sleeping. You were holding your phone and your vape while you were sleeping.
And so meanwhile, I still think it's 6 o'clock.
You got mad at me.
I didn't find out until later that it wasn't 6 o'clock. And you also took a video of me. Now, I can only imagine that you love me, but it's just a weird way of showing it. such a weird way of showing it. I don't really understand. You should post one of these pictures.
I would never.
No. I bet you still have it.
I don't. I sent really? It to you. I sent it to you.
You delete that?
Yes. It's just a joke.
But that's great for the kids later.
Okay.
You can't delete them.
I'll post them then. I'll post them.
No, don't post it. You got to keep this stuff. Okay. I keep all the shitty pictures of you.
Oh.
Did you say delete that one? Sure, babe. Keep safe. All right, do we have two questions to lead us out tonight?
No, we've been through most of the questions.
Oh, my God, Allison's already no longer listening.
Oh, no. What time is it?
We got a $1:30 here, babe. We're way over our budget.
Goodness, yeah.
May I ask everybody to seriously consider ditching that old, nasty, stanky podcast app you're using. Go to nudepodcastapps.com. Or just fountain.fm. We'll just make it easy for you. Podverse is pretty cool, too. And try something new.
Yeah.
Try something new.
Yeah.
One more show, and then we're back to our own little alcoholic cells.
I'm so excited, too.
I love you, Tina Marie.
I love you, too. And thank you for washing the dishes.
Anytime, babe. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Bye-bye. Curry and the Keeper.